Praise be Jesus and Mary. We celebrate this Mass in honor of the mercy of God. And today's Gospel talks about God's mercy, and there are different meanings to this Gospel. And I think the principal meaning regards the Jews and the Gentiles. Okay, that the Jews have been God's chosen people for many, many centuries. They bore the heat of the day, the burden and the heat, that is the burden of the law, for many, many years. And yet, the salvation brought by Christ will be offered to the Gentiles, okay? Those who are last. And the last shall actually be first, in the sense that they will embrace the gospel before the Jews. So that's kind of the principal meaning, but it can also be understood with regard to the state of grace and salvation. That is, a person who lives a sinful life, and at the end of their life, they receive an extraordinary miracle of mercy and convert, and they die in the state of grace. Okay? They will receive the same reward, in a certain sense, as the person who labored all their life in the state of grace, and they too died in the state of grace. They will receive the same reward in a certain sense. In what sense? In the sense of what that reward consists, and also for its duration. So the reward being the beatific vision and its duration for all eternity. But at the same time, of course, there is a difference. And this is mentioned in various places already in the Psalms and in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, a little bit beforehand, 1 Corinthians, Galatians, the Apocalypse, a little bit all over the place. It talks about the reward according to one's works. And this is from 1 Corinthians. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. Book of Revelation. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to his works. Right? So this reward doesn't regard so much salvation as sanctification. Not in what or for how long the reward consists, but the degree. Okay? And there is where the difference comes in. And so for us, it's probably most useful in this gospel to consider God's great mercy and to be grateful for that, and how really the reward in any degree is completely disproportionate to what we do for God, so to speak. The vision of God face to face for all eternity, unimaginable. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.